At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, this is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back. It was like an impasse, right? Having these two, it actually adds up to 3 days in between these NBA Finals games. It's just yesterday we needed a basketball game. We've got it today. Of course, Game 5 up in the Bay, San Francisco Chase Center is going to be awesome. And I'll tell you why as we welcome you back. Of course, Michael Lombardi on vacation. I'm Patrick Maher. Josh Applebaum hanging out. I want to thank Kevin, of course, our buddy Matt Santos, and... who is it? Matt, Wyatt, and Liz downstairs clowning. We love you guys downstairs as well. Here's the thing. Yesterday was one of those days, and it's a good TV day for the networks. Shocked that we didn't have a game yesterday. We really needed it. It was a lazy Sunday, Josh.
It really was. It was so lazy, Patrick, that I was doing yard work all day. Me, Meadow, Elise. We got some mulch. We're doing our flower bed. So, you know, homeowner, these are the things I do when I don't have games to sweat. So,
Josh, hey,
you gotta find a way to entertain yourself.
You are Frank. You're the dude that's a little older going to the party. Like, I don't know. Might hit up Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know what my day looks like. That's you, Josh. You're so genuine.
Yeah, and if you don't know Bed Bath Beyond, they give you a lot of 10% coupons, 20% off left and right, Pat. I'm just telling you.
Look at Santos. So that number has jumped up to 4. We've seen the total come down to 211, game 5. Let's transition a little bit here. We've got our buddy Mike Somich coming up. I'm excited to talk to Mike about hockey and, of course, the horses and the controversy over the weekend with the Belmont Stakes. This is the series with Tampa Bay, and no offense to, who was it, last year, Montreal, 2 years ago, Dallas in the Stanley Cup Final taking on Tampa Bay. This is the series we've been waiting for, because Colorado, I mean, look, they cruised through the West. They went 12-2 in the postseason. They're a juggernaut. They're a 190 favorite against a team that's just won 2 Stanley Cups in a row in Tampa Bay. And think about how Tampa Bay's gotten here, Josh. I mean, they've gone through the ringer. They got past Toronto. They got past Florida, who, to me, I thought it was going to be Florida and Colorado in the Stanley Cup Final. And then they got past the New York Rangers team that was playing very, very well. Again, they're going for a three-peat, and they're coming back plus 155 on the series price. We had Keith Jones on the show yesterday. Shout out to Matt Santos. We had Keith Jones on from NHL on TNT, and he actually likes the Lightning in the series price as far as the 155. When he heard that number, he's like, wow. So maybe a little disrespect, but this Colorado team is great.
Yeah, I think you laid it out pretty well, Patrick. So just from a, you know, pure entertainment standpoint, you couldn't have asked for a better NHL Finals here. Two best teams from both conferences, going to be extremely heavily bet. You know, two markets here that love their hockey. Tampa, not historically, but they've become such a good team that you got a lot of diehards down there. Colorado, the first time in the Cup Finals since, you're welcome, Colorado. We traded you Ray Bourque, by the way, from Boston. But really just a great matchup here in general, Patrick. And I agree with Keith Jones here. To me, the value is on Tampa Bay plus 155 to win this series price. Yes, you got to respect Colorado. They can score at will. They're never down. You can be down 2-0, 3-0. They can score left and right. So you got to respect the talent of the Avs and how great that they've been. Still, you do have some questions in goal. Kemper versus Francois. You do have some injuries with Kadri. Meanwhile, the Lightning, it's just like, you know, can we really continue to disregard the Lightning? They've won 2 straight Cups, Patrick. It's almost like the Patriots a bit, a little bit of fatigue. You know, they're just always in the Cup Finals. You want to root for someone else. But what have they done? Backs against the wall against Toronto, they come back and win that thing. You sweep one of the, I think they won the President's Trophy, the Panthers, as you mentioned, Patrick. Then really the interesting one to me, which coincides with this game one here, is rest versus rust. Because in that series where Tampa Bay swept aside the Panthers, they had a huge layoff there until their first game with the Rangers. What happened? Yes, you want to be rested. You know, hockey is such a grueling sport this time of year. You get an extra day or two off. That can be a big advantage, but too much of a layoff. You know, it's such a grind, Patrick. Every single day, every other night, you're playing these insanely intense games. Sometimes when you're not in that groove and you kind of lose your momentum, it can trip you up a bit. So what I'm looking at here on the series price is just value of the Lightning team that has been there and done that. As good as Colorado is, they haven't been in the spot in forever. The Lightning have been in these games, you know, three straight years now at this point. But also that layoff, you know, Colorado hasn't played since, when was it, June 6th, Patrick? They're going to be off for like, you know, 9-10 days until this game coming up here on Wednesday. And what's the early line move? It is toward Tampa Bay. Colorado open minus 170. They're down to minus 160. And I dug this up because I'm saying to myself, Patrick, when is Tampa Bay ever a dog in, you know, in NHL playoff games? Over the last four postseasons, they're 13-3 as a dog, 81%. They're 5-2 this postseason as a dog. So to me, as much as you got to respect the Avs here, Patrick, as great of a team as they are and as talented as they are, I like Tampa Bay in game one, and I think there's a lot of value on the series price, plus 155.
You mentioned the number open Colorado 170. I'm seeing a couple of 158s pop up, so it looks like Tampa Bay is getting bet here. And just to follow up, when we had Keith Jones on yesterday, he said the rest, you want to call it rust, this extended period off for the Avs, it would be an issue. So we should look at the first period as well. You mentioned Kadri. That is huge for Colorado, and he has not been ruled out. Remember, he's been out since he took that cross check from Evander Kane. He is not ruled out for tonight. Kadri is just an incredible forward. He's an incredible player. He would give that Avs team a big boost. Now, they have a ton of depth. We understand that. And on the Tampa Bay side, it's Braden Point, who is extremely probable tonight. Those are two big ones. If you're betting this game, wait on the Kadri news, because he's a huge player for this Avs team.
I think you're totally right, Patrick. And again, the big layoff for the Avs does benefit them with all these injuries that they have. And Kadri coming back, a guy who used to be with, you know, Toronto, kind of a Brad Marchand kind of guy who was, you know, big checker and good defensive player, but his offensive game has really exploded last few years. I think he put up like 80 points this year. So that's a big piece of their puzzle that they're missing here. And if they can get him back, it's a big boost. But I think the other one is obviously, as you mentioned, Braden Point. This guy's one of their best players, young player, big centerman, you know, is in their second line and does a great job. And they've really been, I think, a little bit cautious with him. So, you know, he's been really, you know, testing, and every game it feels like he's out for the pregame skate. Then they say, okay, you're not quite there yet. Let's sit you here. So maybe they've been cautious and saying, hey, now it's the finals. We need you in here. But Point to me versus Kadri, you know, either they cancel each other out, or if you're Tampa Bay, you're excited to get Point in there. But to me, Patrick, you know, Mike Pritchard always talks about pedigree, the pedigree of the Lightning. Been there, done that, all these grizzled veterans. I think it'd be a mistake to overlook Tampa Bay. And as great as the Avs are, Tampa's got the experience.
And we don't know quite yet, right, Josh, if it's going to be Francois or Kemper between the pipes for Colorado. Look, the Lightning have a distinct advantage between the pipes. Vasilevskiy, he's a modern-day Ron Hextall. I mean, he's going to go down as one of the greats, what he's done specifically in closeout games. I'm sure you've seen the numbers. But I believe Francois and Kemper both have 6-plus wins apiece in the postseason. So I think Colorado feels comfortable with either. Just as we're talking, I was just getting the updated first period number here as far as the money line. Maybe worth taking a shot on the Lightning plus 125, because we're talking about that rust coming off the extended break for the Avs. First period, by the way, that money line, the Avs laying $1.45. I wouldn't lay the $1.45, but I might look to come back with that plus 125. A little sprinkle there, Josh.
That makes a lot of sense, Patrick, because again, if you're rusty here, the Avs haven't played in, you know, almost 10 days now, going into when this game's going to kick off here. So are you going to get your legs a little bit? It's their first finals in forever. That home crowd is going to be absolutely insane. So again, there's a lot of factors here to say, hey, Tampa. The other thing is, Patrick, they're not afraid going on the road. I mean, a lot of these teams that, you know, haven't been in the Stanley Cup finals before, you know, it can be a big, you know, kind of goosebumps and, you know, a little bit overwhelming. Tampa Bay, I think they relish these opportunities here. So let's see how the injury reports come out. Let's see if this line continues to fall a little bit. the fact that you are getting a two-time champ who's 13-3 as a dog, and the line is dropping in their favor as we speak. I'm looking at Tampa on the series price and on game one with some plus money.
Yeah, the plus 155 on that series price is just too good to pass up for a team that, like I mentioned, got past a team that finished above them in the standings in Toronto. Obviously, you mentioned Florida, and then the Rangers were as hot as anybody going into that series. Remember, the Rangers won the first two at home, and then Tampa Bay turned around and swept them. And that a lot of that was on the shoulders and the pads of Vasilevsky. Now, I wanted to talk to you about a kid that, now you grew up with Ray Bourque. Maybe you were a little young for that, but obviously Bobby Orr, all-time great as far as defenseman there in Boston. In Detroit, there's a little guy named Nicklas Lidström. I'm sure you've heard of him. He's one of the greats of all time. There's a kid that's going for the Avs and Cale Makar that is going to go down potentially as the greatest. I'm sorry to say that, and that's talking about Bobby Orr, it's almost sacrilege, but this Makar is 23 years old, and what he does offensively as a defenseman, I've never seen it in my lifetime, and I'm 44 years old. And Lidström is as good as anybody positionally as a defenseman, but this Makar is otherworldly.
He really is, Patrick. And if you didn't know, Cale Makar, guess where he went to college? UMass Amherst, baby, the zoo.
Did he really?
So yeah, I didn't know that. It's true. And if you see Steph around the book today, tell her that. She'll tell you. I think she might have watched him play a little bit. But great player here, Patrick. And what's impressive to me about him, both ways, you know, two-way. Great defense. When he has the puck, it's kind of like Connor McDavid, where he's just so quick and no one can catch him. Then you get, you know, stick handling, you know, close to the net, being able to, you know, spin around, backhand, stuff like that. This is a fantastic player here. But I think to your point in the goalie matchup, if you're picking Tampa Bay, that's what you're most excited about or confident in. The fact that Vasilevsky is probably the best goalie on the planet, you know, is fantastic in the finals. Going up against Francois or Kemper, whoever it may be, yeah, Kemper had a really good year. Yeah, Francois had got good numbers. But when your team's scoring 5-6 goals a game, Patrick, as long as you give up, you know, four or less, you'll be okay. I think if these are high-scoring games, and by the way, the total in game one, it opened at 6. It is juiced up a little bit over 6 over minus 115. Overs are still around 52%, 53% for the playoffs, but they started great, and you've seen a lot of unders come through deeper in the playoffs as they've kind of regressed a bit here. But I think to your point, Patrick, the goalie matchup is big, and if you keep these games lower scoring, that benefits Tampa. I think Colorado wants these higher scoring games because they got a great offense to lean on.
Yeah, we're not going to see the 5.5s or 5s that we saw with the Rangers and Tampa Bay Lightning, but I think you're going to probably see a pretty consistent 6. You might see a 6.5. Like you said, I'm seeing a couple of books now on the 6, juiced up to 120. So there's nothing like it's the one sport. If you don't watch, I always tell friends, like, you don't watch any hockey, that's fine. Watch the Stanley Cup playoffs because it's just a game changer. And I have been waiting for the past 5 years. You know, the Avs have been kind of knocking on that door for the past 5 years. This Lightning Avalanche series is one that I cannot wait for, Josh. So I can't.
I can't either. And your Red Wings are dead. My Bruins are dead. So we got hockey. We can still enjoy.
I thought we were cool, bro. All of a sudden, you're going to bring up the Red Wings on a beautiful June 13th. Mike Somich next, professional handicapper. He's got to play on the Stanley Cup final as well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, before you make your next bet, make sure you check out VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits and the data. It's updated every 10 minutes, so I like to say it's super specific. Again, you want to know where the money's going, where the bets are moving for every game. The betting splits page is updated so you can see the changes, all the action, where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to help you become a smarter, better, more sophisticated, better. So check it out at VSiN.com. Okay, we got you back here at Lombardi Line. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Vegas. Michael Lombardi, I don't know where, did he go to Key West? He's probably writing a book down there, taking a vacation, well-deserved. That means my boy, Josh Applebaum, is hanging out today. Of course, Market Insights, the book, the betting guide. Wait, what did, the everything sports betting guide, Josh Applebaum, and of course, Betting Across America later today here on VSiN. And as we welcome in Josh, we also welcome in professional handicapper Mike Somich, a friend of mine, nobody sharper than Mike Somich. And as we say hi, I want to start with something philosophical, okay? Because the horse racing betting streets got hot this weekend. And what I mean by that is it almost came out like if you weren't backing Rich Strike, you were square. This is weird. Of course, Mo Donegal won the Belmont Stakes, Mike Somich. But a horse that was 80-1 in the Derby, okay, that price wasn't correct, but still, a long shot in the Derby, comes a race later and is bet down to 3.5-1. And there was a lot of controversy surrounding this horse this weekend. Can you elaborate on that for me?
Yeah, to me it's just wild that you had just people who would not hear a word against Rich Strike. And one of the reasons is they made a lot of money on him in the Derby at 80-1. And if you had him, that's great. You were able to really cash some tickets. But, you know, when you're talking about betting, it's all about value. It's all about the line. And there was a reason he was 80-1. I mean, going into that race, his career best buyer was an 83. It was on synthetic. His career best dirt buyer was a 64. Usually takes over 100 to win the Kentucky Derby. He was able to take advantage of an absolute pace meltdown. And he ran well. He got a perfect trip and a great ride from Sonny Leone. But then he skipped the Preakness, and he was working well up to the Belmont. But you have one data point that put him at maybe 4 or 5 to 1. You had 6 data points that put him at 40 or 50 to 1 in this race. And so it's amazing to me that this horse ended off going off at such a short price.
Yeah, and it was contentious. You know, I honestly, I'll just say it here. I was just surprised he didn't finish dead last. I mean, I actually think 6th is good for Rich Strike. And, you know, you and I were discussing the race before it went off, obviously. We had Mo Donegal up top. You over at RacingDudes.com had Mo Donegal up top. But I'm telling the horse racing Twitter is not for the faint of heart, is what I'll say, Mike Somich.
No. There's a lot of people with a lot of opinions and a lot of keyboard courage on there that will come at you no matter what you say. And it's great to have horses like this, like Rich Strike. If you're a professional handicapper, this is a huge opportunity. I mean, you were seeing -600 as a no for Rich Strike to win the race. I had some of that. You had matchups with Mo Donegal, with We the People, with Nest, with Skippy Longstocking that you were getting plus money in some cases. All of those horses, in my mind, significantly better than Rich Strike. And I'm excited because Rich Strike's supposed to come back for the Travers now. So you're going to be able to have this opportunity again because I have a feeling a lot of people are going to defend this horse even when he comes back, even after that Belmont.
Professional handicapper Mike Somich joining us here. Josh Applebaum as well. I'm Patrick Maher. RacingDudes.com, you want to check out the picks. Nobody's better building those exotics than Mike Somich. You know, it's interesting. I texted you the other day when the series price dropped for Tampa Bay and Colorado, which is the series we've been waiting for. I said, wow, 190 on Colorado, that's heavy. And you came back and said, no, that's a little short.
I think it's very short, honestly. If you look at who Colorado has played, the best comp is St. Louis. And you were looking at minus 275 to minus 325 in that series. Colorado has been absolutely dominant so far in the playoffs. Obviously, the great equalizer in goal is Vasilevsky for the Lightning. But when you kind of break down how Colorado plays, they just frustrate teams. Because when they start playing downhill, when they have these shifts that are a minute and a half in the offensive zone, the other team just wants to get off the ice. And so then they dump the puck in, and you have defensemen like Makar and like Taus who are able to take that puck end to end and be able to start that next possession for the next line in the offensive zone. And what really where that really shows is when you kind of dig into the shots allowed and the shots taken for Colorado so far in the playoffs, Colorado has taken 570 shots. They've only faced 395. Wow. I mean, that is a wild, wild difference when you look at it.
Mike, it's great to meet you for the first time. And if you're a friend of Patrick Maher, then you're a friend of mine. And also, you're a puckhead. So I always like to meet another puckhead. I'm a Boston Bruins guy. But you were talking about the series price, you know, thinking that line's short on the Avs here. And I wanted to get your take on game one in particular here, because, you know, going into it, you know, the last series, and Patrick and I were just talking about this, but Tampa Bay had a huge rest advantage going against the Rangers. They had swept the Panthers there. Rangers had a seven-game set series there against, Carolina. We were saying, okay, really big rest advantage. Tampa's going to light them up. What a big advantage that is after a grueling series that the Rangers just played. But rest versus rust, it looked like it was a little rusty. You know, Tampa loses the first two, then they storm back, obviously win the series. But we're looking at this game one line here, Mike. They opened a little bit around like minus 170 here for the Avs. It's down to around minus 160, minus 155. If you like the Avs in the series, you know, are you wary about game one? Do you think they come out rusty? Do you think this is a spot to maybe back Tampa in game one? And then if you get down, you know, that minus 190 series price, Avs, if they lose game one, you're going to get a much better number after that.
You know, I always am concerned about rest in the Stanley Cup playoffs, right? That can be a huge factor, specifically with the Lightning. Vasilevsky didn't look like himself coming back in that first game of the Rangers series. You saw that he was having some struggles with that. And Kemper's most likely going to start game one here for Colorado, so he's got even more of a rest issue if you want to look at it from that perspective. However, if you look at the quotes that are coming out of Colorado, this is the series they wanted. This is what they've been looking for. They've been chasing a Stanley Cup and trying to get to this position for years. And you look at the one other comp you have in the playoffs here where they did sweep the first round. St. Louis played a long series, and then they faced St. Louis in game one, and Colorado was jacked at home, played exceptionally well, had absolutely no rust in that game. I think this is one of those spots where I'd be shocked if Colorado comes out flat. They get to play at home against the team they wanted, against the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. This isn't someone you're going to overlook. And so I would be surprised if you see them flat. I actually like the puck line. I want to lay the -1.5. It's interesting. Patrick and I have been talking about this a little bit. The last 4 years, if you look at the stats and the amount of time when goalies get pulled, specifically in the playoffs, it's almost doubled. So if you give this Colorado team 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes with an empty net, they are deadly. I took advantage of this in the Edmonton series, game one and game three, both times the goalie got pulled, both times they scored empty netters. If you give them time, they're going to get possession of the puck and they are going to score if you don't put one in their net. So I actually would rather lay the 1.5 and take the plus money on Colorado than lay the -180 or -170 that you're seeing right now for the straight line.
And just to follow up on what Mike Somich is pointing out there, the metrics within these clubs point to pulling the goalie earlier. And it's fast. And obviously that helps if you're laying the goal and a half with the puck line. What's ironic about that, Mike, is Shesterkin, they couldn't get him off the ice in game seven. It couldn't get him off the ice.
Yeah, that was frustrating. I had the 1.5 there too. I sprinkled some money line, some 1.5, and it would have been really nice if they could get him off the ice, because Tampa's another team where if you do end up in that situation where the goalie is pulled, they have a pretty good success rate of being able to score that empty net goal. I have a buddy of mine who's tracked empty net goals, and the amount of time that you see goalies pulled with 2 minutes and with 1 minute, and the 2 minute stats are wild. I mean, you're seeing as high as some goalies being pulled with 4.5 to 5 minutes left in playoff games. If that happens, the -2 is even a decent bet in some places. So to me, one of the key metrics is just really how much time you're getting to shoot at that empty net, because the more time there is, the more likely there's a goal, and the better that -1.5 or -2 price should pay off.
Do you have a feel? Josh and I were just discussing this total open 6. We have seen the total get bet to the over. Couple shops juice up to 120 on the 6. Do you have a feel for this total tonight?
I would lean under. I'm probably not going to play the total. I want to see how this game is played. You knew that the Calgary, after watching Calgary and Edmonton go at each other, you knew that you were going to see an up and down pace in that Colorado-Edmonton series in that first game one, especially when you're going to see a lot of hype, a lot of adrenaline going. You're going to get that over. It really depends on how the Lightning try to attack this series. I mean, they might just try and, you know, literally pack it in defensively. And then when they get a chance to be able to counter, try and score off the counter, score on the power play, and really try and keep Colorado down. They don't want to get in a shootout with Colorado. If they do, they're in trouble. Colorado has 9 goal scorers with 5 goals or more through 14 games. The Lightning only have 5 goal scorers with 5 goals or more through 17 games. So you're seeing a significantly high-powered offense versus an offense that at times struggles to score. And if you're that team with the better goalie and the better defensive defenseman, you probably want to try and keep this game low scoring. So I would expect that the Lightning try and keep this down, but I'm not going to play the total because I'm interested to see how the pace is.
Some great players on the ice. I was just thinking, Josh, and you just have McKinnon, Makar, Vasilevsky. I mean, this is going to be awesome. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, I was just going to say along that, I know we're up against it. Any thoughts on the Conn Smythe here, Mike? You do have Makar, McKinnon, +175, +200. Stamkos is +1400. Any thoughts on who wins and, again, who the Conn Smythe will be?
I like Makar if Colorado wins, and I would actually take Vasilevsky if Tampa wins. If Tampa's able to win this series, it's because Vasilevsky stood on his head, yep, and he ends up stealing 2 or 3 of these games. But Cal Makar, I mean, he's been absolutely amazing. So I would take Makar right now because I'm also playing, you know, Avalanche -1.5 +105 for the series. So for me, Cal Makar is your most likely winner.
Shame on you for not thinking Rich Strike was Secretariat. That's all I have to say about that. Mike Somich, professional handicapper, racingdudes.com. Nobody better. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We'll come back with some baseball plays here on a Monday. It's the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, we got you back here. Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Hope you had a nice weekend as we start anew here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher. He, of course, is Josh Applebaum. I was just taking a look at the splits, BetMGM and John Ewing. He sent them over earlier today, and not a ton of movement. We've seen them split. Like, it's interesting how they flip. The splits have flipped. In game 4, you had essentially 65-ish% of the bets, and somewhere in that range as far as the handle on the Celtics. We come back the other way off of Steph's historic performance, Josh, and BetMGM reporting as far as the Warriors, 69% of the bets, 82% of the handle right now on the Warriors. And as a distinction, could you explain to new bettors the distinctive difference between bets and handle here just to start?
Absolutely, Patrick. So first off, it's kind of that zigzag as well, because a team wins and everyone gets excited about them. Then the next game,
market flips.
That team who lost, you know, comes back and you know, roars back there. So I think that's part of it as well. But yeah, it's a great question here. And I'm really excited about how, you know, much conversation I see on Twitter and people reaching out and asking about these VSiN bet splits, because I think, you know, we're really the only site that provides them. They're fantastic information. Will every single sharp, low bets, higher dollars, reverse line move, steam move, line freeze win? Absolutely not, but it gives you a benchmark and really clues in looking at what the market is telling you. And maybe you have your own handicap and say, wow, this bet split really benefits me. So to your point, Patrick, if you look at ticket percentage or bet percentage, that's always going to tell you where the public is. That's just the raw amount of tickets. So, you know, let's just say there's 10 bets on a game. Obviously, that's a really low number, but if 8 of the 10 are on team A, then they're getting 80%. That tells you where the public is from the raw ticket count. But the handle percentage or the money percentage, to me, that's the most important thing, especially when you compare it to the ticket percentage. That's going to really kind of cut behind the raw data and the raw ticket count and say, okay, where's the money at? Because you might have, you know, 80% of bets on one side, but if you're only getting, you know, 50% of money, that tells you that you know, those big wagers or those big popular bets are mostly recreational bettors, you know, casual bettors here. To me, a very small, you know, a very easy thing to look at, you know, the public is a ticket percentage. It's not always sharps or money, but compare the bets to dollars, because if you have at least 10% more money than bets, then that's a good indication that these are probably larger wagers coming in. So that's kind of the tough thing for me tonight, Patrick. Like, I'm in pocket Celtics +4, all these awful loss systems, but some of these books that are 60% bets Warriors, but 85% money, that would tell you that some of the larger wagers are with Golden State. And you have seen the line move in their favor. So again, utilize these splits to your advantage. it really will take you a bit to kind of get accustomed to them. But once you do, you're going to love looking at these percentages every day.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you. And I think we sometimes kind of overlook here at VSiN, because we have a ton of super sharp people working here, that 90% of the audience tuning in, they're new bettors. So even when we tell them, go check out the betting splits over at VSiN.com, I think some of that can be a little intimidating as well. So just to clarify, if you're looking at the percentage of bets, that's tickets. If you're looking at handle, that's the overall money. Okay, so just want to make sure new bettors understand. And by the way, you can always email us. Just go to VSiN.com, sign up for the daily newsletter, which drops in your inbox every single morning. Josh is a part of that as well. Kind of get the coffee and get your betting days ready. And then you can email Adam Burks, available to write you back, and many others. That if you have any, it's one of those things where sometimes in class you're embarrassed to raise your hand and ask a question. Trust me, everybody else has the same question. So don't feel intimidated. Get a hold of us and we're going to help you out. It's one of those where you hate to say you don't have a feel for a series, but you know what Steph did in game four? Josh, we could start lining up his heroic and all-time performances, and I can think of others in the finals. I remember one, I think it was against Cleveland, where he had 49, but I've never seen him play better. First off, he's 34 years old. He is better conditioned today than he was as a kid. He's jacked. When he was flexing the other day, I'm like, I got to get with Steph's trainer. He was not good. He was great. And remember, when taking a look at the MVP, as far as the finals are concerned, the only time a loser, meaning a player on a losing team, has won the MVP in the finals was 69 with Jerry West. Now, in 2000, I think it was 15, LeBron was going to win it, but they came back and won that series against the Warriors. I think you're looking at Steph, who's a minus 140, 145 favorite. I think you're looking at Steph regardless as far as the finals MVP.
Yeah, I think he's just been unbelievable, Patrick. And again, you look at him right now, minus 145. Going into that last game, Jason Tatum actually became a slight favorite. I think he's like plus 105, he plus was. 115. Yeah, Curry, I think, was as high as like, I don't know, plus 180 or some kind of decent number there at that point. Now, of course, we've seen the zigzag, and you know what you think about this game, at the, you know, pretty much the opposite, both spread and total happens the next game. But I'm with you, Patrick. It's so impressive. You know, the thing to me that's most impressive about Curry is he doesn't have your Kevin Durant to lean on. You know, Draymond is kind of a shell of himself. He still plays good defense, but you know, he's giving you nothing offensively. Thompson, he can light you up here and there, but still, you know, coming back from his big injury, this is kind of the one Warriors run where he really is, and he's always been their best player, but he's not getting as much support as in previous years and even at his heightened age. And also, he's been banged up here, Patrick. I mean, you know, he's always kind of flexing his ankle. He got in that scrum a couple games ago where he might have tweaked something. So the fact that this guy is putting this team on his back, it's really incredible to watch. Minus 145 MVP, it's hard to argue with that. And wouldn't it be unbelievable, Patrick, if the Celtics find a way to win, but Curry gets that MVP? Again, rarely ever happens. But, man, how do you not love what you're seeing out of Steph right now? He's just scary. As a Celts fan, every time he pulls up from three, every time on the court, I'm worried he can make it from anywhere.
And those shots were contested. I mean, a lot of this just is coming out of the pick and roll. Anyway, a Curry, so far in the series, he scored 137 points. The second best as far as the Warriors, 69 points from Klay Thompson. Think about game four. I think your second leading scorer for the Warriors was what? Andrew Wiggins, 18. It's not like he's getting a ton of support. Oh, by the way, he's averaging, Steph, 34 points over the four games. He's shooting 50% from the field and 49% from three against the best defense in the NBA. Think about that. And they're focusing on him. This is one of the I hope, and again, it's kind of hard to cheer or root against Steph. I think people get frustrated with him because he chews on his mouth guard. Get over yourself. This dude is so likable. And he gets called bougie because he grew up with a rich dad. That's not his fault. And look what he's built himself into. He came into the league without a position. Couldn't play two because he was too small. Couldn't play one because he didn't have the handle. Now he's got one of the great handles of all time, and he's potentially going to win, what, his fourth NBA Finals, and he's going to win the MVP if he wins it at 34 years old. It's incredible.
It really is. And oh, by the way, you know, looking at this spot here for tonight, averaging, you know, 34 points this series, 30.5 is his player prop here, Patrick, minus 120 to the over. So it's always, to me, when you're looking at player props, like, you know, if I feel like I have a good edge on the game, I don't want to maybe have a situation where, you know, I win my bet on the Celtics, for example, I'm hoping the +4 comes through, but then, you know, you take a player prop and it kind of cancels a little bit out if you're not as confident. But how do you not like Curry, you know, over, and we're showing 31.5. I'm seeing a book 30.5. So again, shop around, try to find the best number here. But to me, if you're looking at Curry, it's hard not to like 30.5 or more. You're always worried though, Patrick, we have seen these blowouts, even though you mentioned this has been a really neck and neck series. If they're up and you know, he doesn't play that fourth quarter, this has happened to Jason Tatum's player prop quite a bit. It's like 28.5, he'll have 26 points, then the Celtics are up 10, he doesn't play the fourth quarter. So that's your only concern. And by the way, doing up against the number one defensive efficiency team, super impressive right now with Curry.
Hate to be obvious, and his player prop closed 29.5 for game 3, obviously soars over it. In fact, the only time in which Curry has missed this prop number of 30.5 is when he finished with 29 points when the Warriors blew out the Celtics by 19 in game 2. And remember, he only played 32 minutes there. So again, the expectations from the Celtics, how well they played off a loss. I expect Curry played 40 minutes, Josh, in game 3. I expect them to get voluminous minutes. I expect them to play a ton tonight as well, as we expect this to be tight. He hasn't gone over this number just once in the 4 games. It feels like front running with Steph Curry, but ride the hot hand. I'm going to go over if you can find 30.5 on the scoring prop.
I don't blame you at all with that, Patrick, especially coming back home. You know, you're going to, again, it was a big conversation here, the mean Celtics fans and what a tough environment it was to play in Boston. Now you have the friendly confines of your home crowd. You're not going to get nothing but a lot of cheers here, obviously, for Curry. So coming back home makes you even a little more confident in that player prop. I'll just throw this at you, Patrick. You know, Draymond Green's over-under points is 7.5. I mean, how do you not like the under here? He's had 4 points, 9 points, 2 points, 2 points the last couple games. He's averaged 4.3 points per game this series. Draymond just, he's giving it up. It's almost like Ben Simmons a little bit, you know, Patrick. Like, you know, you have these wide-open layups. Instead, you pass the ball. I know he's a great passer, a great team player, but you're not getting much of anything offensively from Draymond. I lead under 7.5. If you're looking for Celtics over points, I'd be looking at Jaylen Brown here tonight. It's 23.5. It's over minus 120. So again, pay attention to the juice. If you're not, you know, a Tatum or a Curry, these other guys that are juiced up, shows you a little bit of liability. He's a Bay Area native. You know, he's coming back home. He's going to want to impress tonight, but he's averaged 22.3 points a game this series. He scored 27 when they won that game at Golden State before. So I know it's all about, you know, Tatum off a loss and a lot of attention is player prop. To me, Jaylen Brown getting you 24 points or more, I think that's definitely doable tonight.
You were being sarcastic when you said the Celtics fans weren't jerks and unsavory idiots, but they were. I mean, their behavior was abhorrent. F you, Draymond. Josh, how are you going to defend this?
I'll only defend it by saying, Patrick, you know, if we ever have kids one day, you're taking a 9 o'clock game on a Friday night, it's going to get a little testy. That's all I'll say.
I don't want to get into biology here, but you and I can't have a kid. I don't know what to tell you, bro. Coming back, if you don't like the NBA, you could watch the Reds and Snakes tonight. I've got a play on it. Major League Baseball next, Josh.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas, of course, with the BetMGM reward points that you can redeem for online bonus credits and more. These are cool. This is the only one that's doing it. It's the best loyalty program in the business. Bottom line is, just like your credit card, every time you use it, you get points, and you can use those points for online, as I mentioned, for bonuses, or you can convert them into comps at MGM resorts nationwide. So it's a great deal. Loyalty program, the king of sportsbooks. Eligibility restrictions do apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. And if you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, we got you back here on the Lombardi Line. Just taking a look, 10 games on the diamond today. Josh Applebaum sitting in for Michael Lombardi today. When are you working with me next?
Patrick, you and I got a couple shows we got to do. I think I'm on the next three or four.
Nice.
Michael Lombardi, I just wait until they tap me in the bullpen and say, go in there, kid. You know, I'm just ready. Anytime you need me, Patrick, I'm always here.
We were laughing about your comment about the birds and the bees during the break. I didn't want to have to break it down for you, but it can't happen. Okay.
TMI, Patrick, TMI.
Well, from you. Okay, Josh. So I sold this long enough. We're fading Mike Minor tonight. And yes, Mike Minor, as far as baseball is concerned tonight. You take a look, and this is a 9:40 pitch your time, 6:40 West Coast. Cincinnati with Minor on the bump. Again, he's only pitched 8 1/3 this year, but when he's been on the bump, he's been horrible. 9 hits, 8 runs in those 8 1/3, and 5 home runs hit off of Mike Minor. He's getting barreled all over the place as well. He's taken on Merrill Kelly, who's been up and down in his career, but he's been tremendous this year. Very solid this year. A 3.32 ERA over 12 starts. The hard hit rate has gone down for Kelly. Expected ERA is good. Whip's good. Kelly's been very good, but here's the key with this game tonight with the Reds and D-backs. We can go ahead and throw it up. I actually bet the D-backs this morning at 140. It's been bet up to 150, so you like to get out in front of that movement, Josh. But I've seen this before. This was last week when the Diamondbacks hit Minor all over the place there in Cincinnati. They saw him less than a week ago, seeing a soft tossing lefty like Minor again. To me, that's a recipe for success for the Diamondbacks, who already hit him. And likewise, I just saw Merrill Kelly shut down the Reds last week, where I think he gave up over 6, 1 hit, nothing earned. So we've been here, and also Merrill Kelly against the Reds in his career, over 18 innings, just 3 allowed. So I do like the D-backs. I prefer the $1.40 over the $1.50, but I'll still lay it up to $1.50.
I'm right there with you, Patrick. You got a better number than me. I got a minus 145 a little bit earlier today. And I think, you know, the first thing that jumps out to you is, you know, how can you lay such a high price on the D-backs? Again, they're not as bad as they were the last few years, where they really, really bottomed out. They're more competitive this year, 29-33. But also, anytime I think the public sees, you know, a team with a losing record laying a minus number, it's just an automatic, hey, they're not that good. How can I pay such an expensive price on them? Now, of course, the Reds, they have turned around a little bit. They still have a terrible record. What are they, 21-39, Patrick? But again, they started off, they had 3 wins like the first month of the season. So they have been more competitive. And again, this mindset of, hey, both teams low 500, just take the dog. But I'm with you. I'm going to lay it here with Arizona. It seems fishy, such a high number on a team with a losing record. But the line movement's with us, Patrick. It opened around minus 140 here with the Snakes. You're up to close to around minus 150 at this point. And to your point with the pitching matchup, obviously that's a huge impact on how the line is set and your perception of the game. But Minor with an 8.64 ERA, Kelly's been pretty good, 3.32. But I also look at splits, Patrick, as you do, righty-lefty. So if you look at Arizona against righties, they're only 20-25. They're 5 games below 500. But against lefties, they're 9-8. So they've actually done better here. I know it's only a game above 500, but you're a winning team against lefties. You're a losing team against righties. You're facing a lefty who you just lit up the other day. Put it all together. To me, that's value on Arizona, Patrick. So with the line move, Kelly, the advantage on the bump, Also, Cincy just 14-28 against right-handed pitchers. Far better team ERA and bullpen here for Arizona. So I'm with you, Patrick. I'll be sweating the snakes tonight.
And these two just split a four-game set last week in Cincinnati. It's not very often you see it run back and then with the same pitchers going at it again. Kelly last week in Cincinnati and Minor last week got lit up by the snakes in Cincinnati. So like to see this coming back. I actually thought the price would be a little higher. I don't generally like to, again, everybody has their own philosophy on what price they'll pay. That is kind of my line of demarcation, that $1.50, Josh. Like to keep it closer to $1.30 if I am laying a favorite. I don't love to go over $1.50, but I did like that price on Kelly today at $1.40.
I agree with you, Patrick. And, you know, I'll pay a little bit more. Like, I really never want to go above minus 200, even the, you know, minus 170, minus 180. You know, those can be really pricey as well. And the whole point being, you know, if you're consistently betting, you know, favorites that are, as you mentioned, minus 130 or less, you have to win it, you know, a little bit lower of a rate than you do if you're laying minus 200s and minus 225s and numbers like that. Also, baseball to me is kind of the worst sport to lay a lot of chalk because, you know, there are games. I remember it was a few years ago when the Orioles were terrible. They're still bad now. But I think they're going up against like Garrett Cole and Verlander at Houston in the same series. And they were like plus 400 or some insane number. And they won like both of those starts. So I know that's, you know, anecdotal here, but the whole point being there's a lot of volatility in baseball. So if you consistently bet these big minus 200s or more, you're going to have to win almost, you know, 75% of these just to break even and make a little bit of money. So great point by you. If you keep your favorites lower and you get some plus money dogs in there, you can sprinkle those in. You're going to have a better MLB season than just laying the chalk every night.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate the kudos. Who do you got tonight?
I got a couple for you. So I just mentioned a dog, and we were talking to Will Hill about this one, but the Miami Marlins, Patrick, I'm going to see if I can entice you to sweat the fish with me tonight. They're at Philadelphia. This is Nola against Alcantara. Number one, one of the biggest line moves toward a dog today, toward Miami. Phillies open as high as like minus 150. They're down to around minus 130, minus 125. So we've seen this line drop in favor of the Marlins. Also, divisional dog angle. If I'm going to bet a dog in baseball, I want them to be facing a divisional opponent. Same thing with football. That familiarity really levels the playing field, benefits the team, getting some plus money. It's really a bet on Alcantara, 6-2, 1.61 ERA. Miami's 3-1 head-to-head against Philly. Miami's played well recently, 7-3 their last 10. And then, Patrick, you know this, Philly's super erratic and super streaky. Like, they lost a bunch of games in a row and got Girardi fired. Then he gets fired, they win 9 straight. Mm-hmm. Then you lose yesterday. I just feel like this team, you know, when they're winning and winning and winning, that was great if you were betting them. But after you lose this one, I could see maybe a regression here a little bit with Philadelphia. So if you give me one of the best pitchers in baseball in the division with, you know, a 10, 20, 25-cent steam move in their favor, I'll sweat Miami here. Give me Miami shop around a minus, plus 120.
Yeah, plus money on Alcantara is too good to pass up, Josh. Who else you got?
Yeah, a couple more here, Patrick. Next one for me. I'm looking at San Diego. Now, this worries me a little bit. It's not a big line move system toward the Padres. They're on the road against the Cubs. They open around minus 130. They've kind of stayed around minus 130. So I'm a little worried that maybe there is some liability on Chicago here. I wouldn't call the Padres a sharp play, but to me, they're a value play. And one reason I really like the Padres here today, Patrick, aside from the pitching matchup, Darvish, 3.61 ERA, steal, an ERA of around 5. But I look a lot at, you know, home road splits and lefty-righty splits. And San Diego's been great against lefties this year. They're 15-6 against left-handed pitchers, facing a southpaw today. Chicago, just 15-27 against righties. And also, you look at home road. You know, the Padres have been good on the road, 20-11 on the road. The Cubs, despite, you know, the friendly confines of Wrigley, Patrick, it really hasn't benefited them. They're only 11-20 at home. So to me, if the Cubs win this thing, I'll kick myself and say, hey, this line really didn't move at all. Maybe there's liability on the Cubs. But I think this is a worthwhile value play, which is a difference to me on a team that rakes against lefties, good on the road, Cubs bad at home. I'll take San Diego minus 125.
I like it, Josh. I'll be tailing you on both of them tonight, Major League Baseball. Before we get out of here, I got a couple of minutes left. Let's get to game five. That's what matters tonight. Again, I'm laying off the side in total. I'll get involved in game. Keep it simple, stupid. I'm going to go over that 30.5 prop with Steph and scoring.
No, I like it, Patrick. And again, if you're going zigzag, we can make this very simple. This is a joke, kind of. But hey, we've seen Celtics win, then lose. Celtics win, then lose. We've seen an over, then an under. Over, then an under. So if zigzag is true, Celtics win and the over will hit. But all jokes aside, you don't want to bet just based on that. Not much movement during our show, Patrick. It's still really -4 here with Golden State. I would wait, and we do know that, you know, at most of these books, you know, 60, 70% of these bets are on Golden State. I'm waiting to see, do we get closer to tip off and see these books drop to 3.5? If you're at a +4 with Boston and right now it's +4 minus 110, you know, the game's late tonight. It's going to be a late night for me on the East Coast here, Patrick. Do you see closer to tip off a lot of those +4 Celtics get juiced up minus 115, minus 120? If you start to see this thing fall back toward Boston, maybe you're hesitant about which side you wanted to take. A lot of those systems off a loss on the road as a dog. I want some late. What I'm getting at is I want late buyback here on the Celtics here, Patrick. I want to see this 4 get back down to 3.5.
Plus, when a game tips so late, all those IPAs make you a little drowsy, bro?
Oh, they're pretty good. I will tell you, I had a new one here over the weekend, Patrick. I think it was like a Bud Light, like cream ale seltzer, which sounds disgusting, but is actually really, really good. It's only like it 85 calories. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
It does. It does sound disgusting. But
it does sound terrible. Yeah, probably.
Because I like you, I'll give it a whirl. Josh, great job. Thank you, Mr. Uncrustable over there, Matt Santos. Matt, Wyatt, and Liz, thank you as well. Josh, we're going to work together the rest of the week, essentially. I look forward to it.
Can't wait, my man. Let's have a night. Go Celtics.
Market Insights is the pod. VSiN.com/podcast. Amal and Mr. Palm coming up next with Odds On. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Have a good day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.